Welcome, everybody. You are now tuned in and live to the number one Yu Yu Hakusho discussion.
Do not adjust your sets. This is the right place to be.
We are all about Yu Yu Hakusho. We're going to talk about all our favorite Yu Yu moments and Hakusho clips. We're going to talk about the guy with the. What is this, a
The binky.
pacifier?
He's got a binky
He
in
had a
his.
binky in his
He
mouth.
got a binky in his mouth,
I'm
and
not
he's
sure
got
what
a.
that
He's
word
like a
is,
prince.
but he had that. There was a guy with a real bad thing on his head that I think they had to censor in the American version. We're not going to discuss what it was because we don't do
Some kind of
that.
Native American symbol, I think.
We do not like that. But
Or karate, I think.
couldn't he talk to people from the dead?
I don't want to touch it.
We're going to talk about what Yu Yu Hakusho could be. Sean, what do you think it might be?
I think it was a swastika on his head.
Oh, you
Don't
fucking said
say
that.
it.
You said that.
The whole
Eric,
thing
how is
relied on
that?
us
Don't
not
say
saying
it.
it.
Yeah, there's a possibility. I didn't put it there.
But
I didn't
you
put that
pointed it
there.
out.
Now everyone's thinking
but you
about it.
immediately knew what it was. I didn't even know what that
I
thing
can't
was.
stop thinking about it
Racism is
now.
alive in the world. So
The best thing to stop another thing like that happening is to learn about it, guys.
oh.
Knowledge is key. And so I know all about what
Nazis?
Nazis
History Channel. Oh,
because if I
shit.
have to stop them again, I know how to do it.
All right,
Ooh,
hold
I
on.
watched.
Weakness.
Weakness.
Hold on. Wait, I like this. What is the number one thing we need to know to stop Nazis if they ever come back from the expert?
Yeah. They have a weak spot or
Yeah.
something?
What's their Achilles heel? How do we get them? Yeah, hit them right in the swastika.
It's like the
Knock them
big
out.
Z on the when the
And the
putties.
Oh,
Lord
yeah.
Zedd's putties had a
Same
big Z.
thing.
You have to
Just
hit
like
them.
Lord Zedd's
Same thing.
putties.
Knowledge is power, guys. You ever see a Nazi hit in the swastika? They'll
Lord
explode.
Zedd was kind of like Moon Hitler.
Kind
He
of.
kind of was.
Kind of was.
Like he was up there instead of Germany.
Rita's brother, though, he was more,
Rito Revolta.
yeah, he was more military in that sense.
Yeah, he was like he was like their strongest soldier. But
Like
then
Goebbels.
Master Vile, though, was their father. I don't know where he
Goering.
falls in.
Gotcha. See, it is
This
important to
is
learn.
becoming progressively less funny at an
Sean.
alarming rate.
Less
Sean's
funny,
right.
more interesting.
Theme song.
No.
I need to feel the touch of a friend. In the countryside, I wander far and wide. The isolation gets me again. I don't know where to go.
Welcome back. We're going to continue the Repulsa lineage discussion for a little bit because where we saw Master Vile, he came from a darker side of the galaxy that obviously the normal monsters don't normally get to. So we're dealing with a branch of family that don't cut to him. He's going to sit through this, and there's going to be a quiz at the end, and he's going to fucking fail.
Oh, sorry. Just got really boring in here. Anyways, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a special announcement for everybody watching. We're gonna whet your appetite, but I don't want to be the guy to
Ooh.
say it. I don't want to take the spotlight away from anybody else who wants the spotlight. So I say Sean.
I can't have the spotlight because I'm not interesting enough, so I guess it's Sean.
No, boring was the word he used.
Never said anything about interesting.
Yeah.
You
Sean,
want me to do it?
You've
yeah,
got the you want
start
me to say
the
it?
only person that can talk now.
Spotlight's on him.
Okay. You're the
Don't.
ultimate pitch man. We need your skills.
Oh,
Yeah, get the
fuck
spotlight on
yeah.
him.
Thank you. Get a little
Get the
closer. Here,
spotlight.
one second.
This is fucking important.
Okay, take that off.
Jesus
There we go.
Christ.
Make sure the
We
spotlight's
got
on
it? We
him.
good?
Yeah.
November.
Nice.
11th, 2017. Game Days is happening. We did it! November 11th, and now let it back on me. I'm not done.
He's not done
I'm not
yet.
fucking done. Tickets for our day one event are on sale
Are on sale
right
right
now.
Now.
Right
Yeah.
now. Right
now,
go,
people.
You can go and
thank you.
November 11th and 12th, 2017, in Anaheim, California. We're doing our yearly event. We hesitate. We tiptoe into calling it. Is it like a convention? Is it like, what is it? Hey, all you need to know is it's an all-day event. We got panels. We got special guests, screenings of stuff, booths everywhere, lots of fun people, food, folks, and fun, to quote McDonald's, my favorite establishment.
Check it out. Game Days is coming back. What is this, our seventh Game Days? Eighth Game Days?
Eighth. I think it's eighth.
I think this is our eighth Game Days that we're doing. Yeah. We're coming back. Anybody who was at last year's Game Days knows that was the best Game Days we've ever done.
Yes.
We had booths selling and distributing. Not all of them were selling stuff. Some of them were handing out free merchandise, distributing the best merchandise and ephemera from pop culture and internet culture. Yeah. We had the rap duo Buckwheat Groats blowing everybody's minds.
We had Brandon D. Camillo.
Well, we had Brandon D. Camillo, but I want to say Buckwheat Groats blowing minds at 11 in the morning.
That's true.
With their heinous rap. It was too early in the morning for some people. I think some people like just rolled out of bed and then had all these songs about like big butts in their face.
Most vulgar rap you've ever heard that early.
We've had, you know, if you've come to Game Days in the past, you've seen the Aquabats. You've seen Keith Apothecary. You know that
Funhouse did a big panel.
They killed it last year. Yeah. This year, we can say definitively it's going to be the biggest, the best Game Days we've ever done.
Yeah. And and let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Brandon D. Camillo was the virtual cyber guest.
Right.
Who is like an idol of ours, like comedically,
that
whatever.
Was huge,
so that was huge too. But you know. It doesn't stop there. Everyone was there.
Last year, we had to cut it off about 400, 500 people.
I don't know the numbers. Gentlemen, do not discuss numbers.
Somewhere around there. We have an even bigger venue this year. We're going to be inviting more of you out so we can have an even bigger party. Game Days, November 11th. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be the best Game Days
ever.
It's
going to be twice as big this year. It's going to be insane. And also, so that's what we do. In case you don't know about Game Days, we do that. That event is on day one. And on day two, we all go to Disneyland together. Which, what other event does that? Like, where everyone just goes to Disneyland together. Like, so that's what we do. We go there. We're going to change it up a little bit this year. We're going to get a little risky this year.
Oh, no.
You know, because we generally stick to a very similar schedule every year.
Yeah.
So we thought, this year, let's throw a monkey wrench in the works.
Can I say what it is?
Yeah.
Venice Beach Street Fair.
Yep.
Day two event, we're going to be hitting the bongos. We're going to be getting some hemp sweaters.
Bongos?
We're going to be...
working out on the beach, taking our shirts off.
I'm going to be at Muscle Beach.
I'm going to be predicting futures and smoking weed.
We're going to go to the Venice Beach Freak Show, and we're going to see if the Bubble Boy is available to take his shirt off. Psych! We're going to go California Adventure.
California Adventure. So this year, we're going across the way. They're both, in case you're not that familiar with the area, they're both right there. So we're going to do some stuff at California Adventure to change it up this time.
Yeah.
And you can join us. But, you know, we're going to have meetups through the day. So if at any point you want to hop over to, you know, regular Disneyland and check that out, it's right there.
Yeah, it's
so
there.
They're both there at your disposal.
Can I say, there's a new Cars ride at California Adventure. I've never been on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been to California Adventure since they built
that. California Screaming is one of my favorite roller coasters ever.
They're changing up the Tower of Terror to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, which
we'll be able to check that out.
Yeah,
we'll make fun of it.
We'll all make fun of it together.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really exciting. It's been a long, long time since I've been to California Adventure. It's gonna be really cool.
Yeah,
and how can you have the California Adventure when you don't even have the official California Cute Boys featured anywhere?
We have to sanction it. That's so. True. Wait, hold on. Sorry. Kurt Dog is letting us know.
This just in.
He was going to have Kurt Days, and we just ruined it.
How did we ruin that?
Kurt Days is ruined.
He normally does it that there.
Do it at Disneyland, Kurt. Changed it up too.
No, we ruined it.
That's not his
thing. We fucked up his thing.
You know what?
All right, event canceled.
You'll figure it out. I believe in you.
We're just going to do an at-home days this
year. That's very callous of you, Sean.
We're going to do living room days.
Assume.
You guys can come over and watch Expendables 2. Anyway, no, it's going to be fun. So I'm really looking forward to it. All the tickets are on sale for day one, and all the info is at mega64.com/gamedays. I hope everyone can go. Man, it's so much fun. It really is. It's so much fun.
Last year was a blast.
Yeah, you know, every convention that we do, for the most part, gets sold out so fast that people used to meet up at PAX East and have a big meetup there, yeah. or PAX West, or RTX, and it's kind of, those groups there are kind of getting smaller and smaller, but our group at Game Days, everyone's just going there. And
yeah, like, yeah. Making they're all
it, like,
going
a
to that.
Huge, huge fun party. So, yep. It's awesome.
You know, if you've never been to Game Days, maybe you should be aware of kind of the inception of Game Days. We go to PAX, we go to RTX, we do a lot of conventions around the year. Mm-hmm. The convention is fun, but meeting up with all the fans and getting a big group of friends and kind of hanging out after the convention is almost more fun, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was huge back in the early PAX and RTX days.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like transitioned, though, right into what Game Days is.
Well, that was kind of the intent of Game Days. We have our event, which is kind of, you know, the beacon that draws everybody together, but it's just a one-day event. And then we have this big friend group where you're able to mingle with each other, party, whatever. If you can't get a party going on your own, we throw our own party the next day at California Adventure.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. Everybody is going to leave with one more friend than they came with. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
At least.
One more friend and three more scars.
Hopefully some digits, too, in your back pocket.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Anyway.
Happy to announce it.
That was kind of our big announcement for this week, so... That's all out there. Other stuff going on with us this week. Mm. Well, you did the poorly played stream on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What did you play this week?
Tested out a little bit of the new deluxe version of Mario Kart.
Okay.
What do you think?
You guys were talking about
it. We've been all playing it, I think, generally.
Yeah, you guys talking about it honestly got me super pumped to try the battle mode with the balloons out again.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's great.
How was that not in there the first time?
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
We always bring that up, but really... How was that not
when
in there
playing
before?
It, I was thinking out? Like, this is ridiculous. This is like so much fun. How could they take this out?
Yeah, that's like Mario Kart fundamentals.
Did they think that we wouldn't notice? Because I fucking did.
That was the only missing. Yeah, seriously. Like,
but like, geez, what a fun steal the year. Shine mode, like all those different battle modes were a lot of fun.
It'd be like if the next Star Wars was like the best Star Wars of all of them, and Luke never shows up, like. That was really cool. What the did you forget?
The next movie.
We're still doing something with him, right?
Nah. Be like episode 9 with no Princess Leia.
Oh, shit. Shit.
It honestly would be like episode 7 came out, but there was no crawl before it. Where it's like, this is Star Wars. But
get ready for that to go away.
You're missing a very important piece.
Or it just said, like, no intro needed.
Han Solo.
That's what the next Star Wars.
I would like that.
Hey, no intro needed.
Just change it up. That went up to the.
If the next Star Wars started and it said Episode 8, The Last Jedi, and the text said, "You wouldn't believe me if I told you."
No, I got an even better one. They'll do that for Episode 8. Episode 9. And then it just comes up, watch this.
And then
it goes to the movie.
But it goes like the whole way. Because it has to go a long way.
The whole theme song. You still have to wait through all
watch of this. Going off into space. Then you pan down and a war's happening.
You know what is something that I did this in a video once, but due to the copywritten nature of it, I can't share it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But something I was very proud of comedically, but I can't do it because of copyright. Yeah. Was when we all re-edited the Burger King rap video. I was so proud of, I edited him into Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And he just shows up in the start, like as soon as the movie starts, you're on Hoth, and I put him in the hills. He's like, and then Han Solo shoots him. But what made it funny is that I put the entire crawl. And so you're waiting, it's like, I know you put the Burger King rap guy in here, but you have to go through the whole crawl for it. Story. And I was like, man, that landed. That I was so happy with that, but I can't share it anymore.
No, bummer. Damn.
I guess someone owns these movies, but not me.
Someone.
Not me, despite the rumors.
Hey, anyway. You know what? If you're a big fan of Mario Kart, we just put out our classic Mario Kart video on our Facebook.
Yeah.
If you don't follow us on Facebook, check us out. We're releasing videos every once in a while.
That was specifically this time, we like to put up older videos on our Facebook and kind of give them a second life.
Yeah.
And this one in particular was actually a remastered version of the Mario Kart Crash video we did for IGN in 08,
I think it was 07 or 08.
And I say remastered because it's one where I actually went back, found the original project files, re-exported it at a way higher resolution, did a little color correction, whatever. I mean, it still shot the way it shot, so it's not like it looks like fucking, you know,
but you opened up the
Lord of the Rings now. But yeah, but I went through it and actually like cleaned it up. So it's actually the best looking version.
This is how I look at it. When you go to a really nice diner, like a fancy old diner, small hole in the wall place, if there's a badass chef there, he may have something called the chef special, which is whatever he wants to make for you. You don't get to order anything. Right. You put your trust into this culinary expert. He'll whip you up something good. That's what I consider our Facebook page to be. They're not brand new videos, but it's the chef's special. We're going to find whatever's relevant in video game news this week, and we're going to go through our archive of 500-600 videos, and we're going to find something relevant.
Curated it.
Yeah, and kind of bring it back, because some of our videos go back 10 years. A lot of people haven't seen them.
Yeah.
So follow us on Facebook if you want to get the chef's special every once in a while.
Yeah.
What else? PPS 219. We did an after show, which is on our archive channel.
Yeah.
Which you can find. And, I want to say about our Patreon coming up. Our Patreon box is coming out this month, ladies and gentlemen.
Top tier box?
The top tier box is coming out in just a few weeks. So, I noticed a bunch of people unsubbed from our Patreon last week.
Uh-oh.
Sad day, because they're going to miss out on one of the best boxes we put together. Well, we've only done four. One of the best. They've all been good.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this one.
It tops all the others.
It's going to top all the other ones. I think people are... I say this every time, but I've never let you down. You're going to be blown away when you see it. You're going to say, how do these guys keep topping themselves? You can learn about that at our Patreon. Patreon.com/Mega64. Enough of that shit.
Yeah.
This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. These guys have been playing Zelda.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that for the next 45 minutes.
No, we're not. But the last thing I'll say about it is I can't stop playing. I played Tiny Tower back in the day, and I wouldn't stop.
Oh,
the addiction.
I think I do. Like, I should never ever play one of those World of Warcraft type games, because I will play forever. I think I will. I keep playing it and I can't stop. I was like, well, I can get that shrine. Oh, now I'll get all the memories. Oh, now I just can't
stop.
But
you haven't gotten it all.
Oh, I can upgrade all of my outfits to the max. Gotta do that. Oh, now yeah. It's like, what am I fucking doing?
100. You're end gaming something. It's a feeling of true enlightenment as a gamer.
This guy's kind of ruining Zelda for me.
Sorry.
Because he's so into it. And every time I go to his house, I go, oh, so that's that costume. Oh, so that's that power.
Yeah.
And like the charm is discovering it for yourself. Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks for ruining
spoiling
it.
Spoiling time.
Hey, we're not going to talk about Zelda.
No.
You've heard it. But I do want to give a shout out to an internet soldier out there who I met at GDC about 2 years ago. He just put a game out. He just had his own game come out on Steam that's getting rave reviews. It's called Super Rude Bear Resurrection. He sent over some codes. I haven't had a chance to check it out, but I watched the trailer. It looks very fun.
Super Rude Bear.
Super Rude Bear. Damn, I can't. I lost his name off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up. I want to give credit where credit's due. But more importantly,
we're plugging his game.
An internet soldier has put out a video game that is getting highly reviewed, so I want to give him a shout out. Super Rude Bear Resurrection. Check it out on Steam. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Alex.
Alex Rose. There you go. What's up,
Very
Alex?
Very cool.
That's basically all the official news for Mega 64 this week.
And the video games. I mean, have you guys been playing anything else?
I've been playing a lot of something.
You know what?
You can take a guess at what it is.
I've been playing video games all week, but I haven't been playing anything new. I've gone back to Crusader Kings, which I love Crusader Kings. Crusader Kings 2, Paradox, grand strategy game. It's like Risk on steroids. And I've been watching all these documentaries about like Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar, and it's just been getting me so jazzed to play Crusader Kings.
Hmm.
So that's what I've been playing lately. But that and Zelda and all the stuff we've been talking about for a few weeks.
We got Prey.
We got
but
a
haven't
copy
played
of Prey.
It was downloading.
I was gonna play Prey today and it was just taking so long to download. I didn't get a chance to try it out.
I thought it looked cool though. I haven't heard if it's good or not. I haven't heard any.
I have heard nothing. But it looks cool.
I've seen the trailer 10,000 times at PAX East.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious. It looks cool from that, but
official review coming next week.
Yeah. So we'll have to talk about that then, but we didn't really.
Official praying coming Sunday.
Let's talk about some movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
You saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
I went to my brother-in-law got me tickets. He's like, bro, I got you tickets to Guardians next week.
Is that midnight?
Luxury. No, this was like he got it at this new theater that has one of the reclining.
Oh, is that in UTC?
It's no. No, it's in Liberty Station.
Oh,
yeah. I heard about
theater
that.
Now? Liberty Station?
It is like,
I know that.
So it's like less than a month old, okay. And it's this new top of the line, like recliner, whoa. Like they serve you food, which I'm starting to get a little upset over the whole serving food.
Whoa, why?
What?
It's interrupting the fucking film. They're okay. Not done bringing food and exchanging money and taking orders.
I experienced
15
that,
minutes into the movie.
I experienced that at Alamo Drafthouse, and yeah. I agree.
But that didn't bother me because they, I don't know how it was set up here, but like Alamo Drafthouse, it was so high up that they would walk and they wouldn't be in my way.
Yes.
And I looked down, there was food there.
I remember doing that and I really liked it and they didn't get in the way.
No, they didn't.
But as I hear of more and more of these places opening, I did think to myself, well, Alamo Drafthouse only has a few locations to their name and they really pride themselves on making every detail perfect.
That's true.
So these other places are not going to do that.
That's true.
You know, and I haven't been to any other place that does that. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, Alamo Drafthouse has started this trend and now all these new theaters are doing it. But, I mean, that being said, like, it was a great theater experience. I mean, brand new digital projection screen, huge, huge theater. But went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It was a fun Marvel movie. I mean, I always go see the Marvel movies. I've talked 100 times on this podcast about how they're not spectacular movies, but I enjoy them for what they are. I went and saw this with my parents. It was my parents, my brother and sister, and me and my girlfriend. And it was like a great, funny, like comic book movie.
Now,
action-y.
The
really
first
action-y.
One I felt like was universally loved. And I've heard mixed reviews on
the first
one
is great. I saw the first one. I don't like superhero Marvel movies, but I really enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn writes really, really funny stuff, I think.
He's hit or miss.
I like, from what I know of, Lollipop Chainsaw was like super, super great writing. And I know that he was the lead force on that. And then the first Guardians I thought was, again, super funny.
Yeah, but what did you think of Slither?
Slither I like a lot too because I'm a big horror movie fan. I don't remember exactly the humor. I haven't seen that since it was out, but
hey,
at the time I liked it.
I'm experiencing something weird with Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I haven't seen it, but I keep hearing reviews from it that are really contradictory.
This
to
is
one
what
another.
I'm interested in.
People either say this movie is garbage and it sucks and it's stupid, or they say it's one of the greatest sequels ever made. To the point where I was listening to NPR and on the radio, they trashed it. But then on the internet, they released an article highly praising it. And it's just, who do I believe? I don't. You say it's good, but
I like Marvel. I like comic books.
Every other person I know who actually saw it did not enjoy it.
I haven't heard
You're the only person I've heard.
Okay, so.
Who gave it a good review?
You know, like, yeah, it was fun. It was funny. These movies don't have a lot of plot in them. But there's a twist at you know, the time a twist comes in a movie, it's a by-the-books movie. It's not, you know, some Ridley Scott thing that's going to fucking shape my ideas about filmmaking. But it's a action movie with enough jokes taking place in the Marvel Disney universe, with enough recognizable things from old comic books that come to me with nostalgia. Like, it fits that mold of what is making a ton of money right now super well. And they fucking know what they're doing with that cute-ass baby group.
Now, I heard that was annoying. I read that, too. That was a very annoying.
Well, if you don't think it's cute, it's probably annoying because they're going to use it at every moment.
Oh, dude, that's going to be all over that ride. I didn't think about that, but that baby group is going to be...
Probably.
And that's what I'd heard.
That thing made me not want to even look at the fucking movie. Like, everything they showed, it was like...
People love baby Groot.
They put baby shit in movies a lot. Like, it's some sort of, like, appealing thing, and that just turns me off. I'm like, no, not interested.
I feel like there's a new Alien movie, Alien Covenant, that's coming out.
Yes.
Which is kind of in the same boat where... Nobody can say whether it's good or not.
I mean, there's always going to be mixed stuff, but it's weird because,
But it's just that, like, I Google search before this podcast started. I Google search, is Alien Covenant good? Or I Google search Alien Covenant reviews, and the first thing that came up was an IGN review, 7.3 out of 10, followed by all these headlines about how it was garbage. And it's just, yeah, I feel like that's every big movie comes out. It's like, yeah, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. All right, give me a review. Oh, it sucks. It's no good. Yeah. Even man, your review is kind of like, I don't expect very much, but I liked it, you know?
I had a lot of friends on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff going like, oh, thank God Alien Covenant's getting great reviews. And but when I Googled it, it was all like, Ridley Scott misses the fucking mark.
Wow, it's like, really?
Where did you see that?
Yeah, it's like people are saying there's good reviews, but they can't provide any.
Yeah.
I have this feeling because I'm very excited about – I love the Alien franchise. I love Ridley Scott. I'm really excited about –
I'll see the new Alien.
Even the Blade Runner stuff that he's doing past that, that they keep showing more and more that I try to avoid. I'm interested in seeing those movies, but I have a feeling because they're – marketed to a mass audience, it's going to be by the books. It's going to be no new groundbreaking. It's going to be like a remake or
exactly like what Star Wars
is
saying.
Like what the new Star Wars is, it's basically like a new version of A New Hope with a lot of similarities, which I think that's okay. But
And also too, I'll say this, just I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit I forgive Star Wars for. In terms of like, there's things they could do in movies that others do, and when they do it, it's like, fuck off, get out of here. That I'll forgive for Star Wars, because Star Wars kind of stands on its own thing. You know, it's like, that was something that never existed in film before. So I kind of like, all right, I'll throw at that, you know, whatever. But other stuff, I'm less forgiving, I think. I think I'm definitely biased like that. You know, Alien, I'll even be a little more forgiving on stuff, because that was very, like, you know, that kind of stood on its own, but other stuff I'm not, you know. If Guardians of the Galaxy rehashes a lot of stuff from the last Guardians of the Galaxy, I ain't not interested, you know, like, so I don't know.
And that's truly what Guardians of the Galaxy was. It was just another sequel to the previous one that didn't really, you know, it set up these characters or friends. Yeah. Now they're friends going on another adventure.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies.
I think it's time just for movies to change, which happens like every couple of, like every decade or so, kind of what is big in movies kind of shifts. When you think about movies from the 60s and movies from the 70s and movies from the 80s, they kind of shift in what their focus is on.
Right.
And this current era we've been in, we've been in it for about 15 going on 20 years.
Superhero
it's
era.
It's overstayed its welcome.
You know what? Rocco was just talking to me about Sony Pictures and how a lot of the movies are fucking tanking. Like they've lost so much money that they said – they think the future of the franchise, of the company, like, is Sony Pictures still going to be a thing? It's all resting on the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
Like, if the Emoji Movie's a bomb, Sony Pictures is done.
Sony Pictures is lost. Sony Pictures has written off about $700 million. They've lost that.
That's because a bad investment.
Because they had, what was it? Ghostbusters did okay, but it didn't have legs. There's another movie that went like Passengers did okay, but that didn't have legs.
Yeah. You're kidding. You're yanking my chain. Stop it.
Spider-Man, they're kind of leasing that to Disney right now.
Yeah,
they kind of ran.
That's really all they have, and they're resting on the Emoji Movie.
The Emoji Movie.
Yeah, movies are definitely
My brother asked a really interesting question this week, and I kind of want to dive into this a little bit. Do you think there will be – is any room for a Bitmoji cameo in – like, will they be like the enemy force?
Dude, maybe a me could show up.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, a me. That would be good. Yeah.
Obviously, the Emoji Movie is not for us, for sure. But is it for kids? Like, I mean, kids like that poop emoji thing. Like,
Can I just cut through this and say I don't give a fuck? I don't want to live in a world where Sony is riding on the Emoji Movie. Like, this is what's going to save one of the greatest film companies of our generation.
Dark place to be in. If you're at that company, you must be fucking shitting bricks every day.
They made too many Resident Evil.
You're shitting poop emojis.
you're watching footage, the latest trailer cut of the poop emoji, and you're going, God damn it.
This my is company job. Is this.
I can't believe this is Patrick Stewart. How far have we fallen?
He's the poop.
Wait, but that's okay.
He's the poop emoji.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's poop.
No.
Sony needs this, Sean. They have Professor X.
Hate.
Jean-Luc Poop Card. Yeah, I came up with it.
I love Patrick Stewart. Why?
Getting paid.
You know, it makes me feel bad, but at the same time, everyone involved in this should lose their job. Maybe.
Maybe it's time to bring in the new.
God.
I think it's all right.
Maybe Sony deserves what they get.
100%. Patrick Stewart is like a like legit actor who does Shakespeare and like on like the old stage and all stuff like that.
And his poop.
And
now.
He's the poop emoji.
Yeah. who else is in it?
Man, he's put himself in a situation where you could, with no exaggeration, say, Patrick Stewart, your performance was shit.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
shitty acting.
Patrick, that was shitty.
Yeah.
How was that take?
Oh,
shitty. Like shitty. My accent.
Shitty.
Was that your Patrick Stewart impression?
Everybody, let's go.
Wait,
your best Patrick Stewart impressions.
Okay. Garrett first.
Wait. Oh, shit. Where is he? He's not. He's English, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, winky face cut. That's... I like that. I like that wink, winky face cut.
Is that?
Not.
It's pretty good. All right, next
turn.
Okay. God, he's tough. He's a deep voice. That was closer.
Come on, let's. No, you're done. I want to hear Sean now.
Do something.
Awful emoji. Patrick Stewart. All right, moving on to Rocco.
Emoji.
Okay.
Engage number one.
No, you can't do Star Trek.
All right, you're done.
Wesley!
Okay.
You're done. Rocco's turn.
Long ago, longer than you remember, there was a holiday.
Open your mouth.
The nightmare before Christmas. Engage.
Was Lincoln.
Let me try my Patrick Stewart.
I
like Next Generation. So,
I'm Patrick Stewart. I used to be number one. Now I'm number two.
Oh, fit it in. That's pretty good. That's the best dialogue off the top, but I think Rocco might have nailed the impression.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're all pretty bad.
Nailed it.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Perfect. Hey, if nothing else, we've clearly demonstrated that we should be portraying shit.
Dude, he is
movie.
The captain's log now.
Oh.
But that's good.
That was good, actually. That was good.
Thank you.
Sean, you should put like a drum roll thing. Like,
you did it. You just
did late.
It.
Yeah, but I
like it your
could
version.
Be better. Mm. Hey,
real quick. Why do, in Never for Christmas, he was the intro. He started the movie. And he's
on
not
the
anymore.
Soundtrack.
Oh, is this
not in the movie?
Why? Why
haven't you seen the movie, bro?
Something happened where they changed it. Something changed along the way. I don't know.
Very weird.
But he was never in the movie, not in the theater version or anything?
Nope. And he also did a closing narration that was never in the movie either, but it's on the soundtrack. And it's like they asked Jack if he would do it again, and he said, "Wouldn't you?" Or, there's some kind of cryptic ending thing that he recorded, but it's on the soundtrack and not in the movie.
Weird. Interesting.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, while we're bagging on stupid ass, dumbass movies.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you watch our podcast and we bag on a lot of movies that maybe people out there like, and it's like, oh man, I don't want to hear this.
Sure.
Tonight, no, we're bagging on shit that deserves it. I want to talk about Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh.
I saw that for the first time this week.
Yeah.
Because it's on HBO Go.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I was like, I'll just put it on one.
More like Independence Day Regurgence.
I'm so sorry I said that Jurassic World was the dumbest movie I'd ever seen.
Wow.
Independence Day 2.
Really?
Holy shit. Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
I mean...
Who?
From the moment it started, you are out. I've never seen a movie
the writing
suck
is terrible.
The air out of it in the first 30 seconds. It starts... Well, it's not even that the writing's terrible. Let's recap. Okay, Independence Day.
Right.
You know...
Great movie.
It's a cheeseball blockbuster, but it's the best of all the cheeseball blockbusters. It's so much fun. And what makes it great is... it's all as caricatures as they may be, they're real ass people, and they're or you know, again, they might be goofy, but you at least can have some relation to them.
Sure.
Here's the pilot that sucks. Oh, he's just trying to help his family. Okay.
Right.
Here's the guy who works at the cable company, and he's divorced, but they get okay. And here, you know, whatever. Okay. Now the president. It's not like I can relate to the president, but they're all. It's all real shit.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Vulnerable shit. This one starts 30 seconds in. It's been 10 years or however many years since the Great War happened. And it's been a great time of peace because we took all the aliens' weapons and their technology and we absorbed them into our own, creating a perfect society. Thank you. So it has already started and everyone's on fucking hovercraft.
Are you serious?
And they've got fucking mech armor and they're walking around and everything.
10 years?
I don't know what it's been. In the movie, I don't remember.
I'm like, because that's terrible writing, 10 years.
But it was like, immediately, I don't relate or connect to or understand anything that's going on. It's all, like, it's every fucking Star Trek device thrown in your face instead of people. You know what I mean?
Wait.
So there's people waiting. What are you? Hey, you better come over here and talk to me. And again, it's the same problem I've talked about on the podcast that movies have nowadays. You can't be vulnerable. You got to get the fucking Marines in here. Got to get these goddamn aliens. I'm gonna fuck these. Now, I know the military was involved in the first one.
Absolutely.
But again, it all came from, where did the military stuff begin?
Hey, can I stop you?
In the first one.
Can I stop you? Because I love Independence Day.
Yeah.
The military is involved in the first one, but our fucking futile to defeat the alien.
Yeah.
The nerd figures it out, and he has to take the helm from the military.
Yeah.
So that's all. I just want to point out. Yeah. They're there, but they're ineffective.
It's the same thing as Jurassic Park. The whole situation, you're in the middle of it with a lawyer, a math guy, a botanist.
Right.
I mean, in the first one, they literally nuke the aliens.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
It doesn't work, yeah.
Fuck!
I mean, the president goes, God help us all. Oh, that didn't do anything. What do we do? I don't know what to do.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
And that's exciting. Mm-hmm. The military didn't know what to do. And once again, we can't have vulnerability. We got to send fucking space marines in to fuck it. We just got to fucking take these bitches down. You know?
Are they the same exoskeleton with the little juicy guy inside?
Boring. What?
Are they the same, like, big tentacle exoskeleton?
Yeah, but they've been fucking waiting because they've been, you know what? They didn't leave. They left to go practice to come back and get us for real this time. And they're going to fuck
like Vin
America.
Diesel.
They're going to fuck America right up the butt. We got to take them down now.
Welcome to Earth.
It's so
boring. Did someone say that?
Boring. What?
Did they say welcome to Earth again?
I can't remember.
I honestly was like, this thing's boring. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
They should have had Seth Rogen write it.
The aliens. I'm gonna roll up an alien.
The aliens. They came all over the military. I'm stuck in aliens.
Come on me. I thought it was a blunt. It was an alien's cock.
Well, I'm eating Carl's Jr.
Oh, no, it's a cock. This alien's asshole is a bomb.
It's gonna upload the virus and I got a cup on my pants.
All right, we officially retired that bit. All right.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway. Wait, these aliens brought... This is the type of weed I've never seen. All right, I'm done.
Are you okay? Me?
Is everything okay?
You never seen...
What's wrong?
I was just waiting for
Pineapple Express or what?
I was waiting for... I love Seth Rogen, so you guys really offend me with that.
What about Frames Janko?
I'm a huge Seth Rogen fan.
Hey, that's a good punchline to a joke. What did my website look like in 97 when you hadn't updated Netscape Navigator? Frames Janko.
See, didn't we want to use that name in a bit? Didn't we write a sketch that was going to be...
I'm
Frames Janko.
There was a funny sketch that I think IM8Bit did or something where they showed their new thing coming out and it was hosted by Games Franco. And that made me laugh. And I saw the head of the guy who runs IM8Bit. I saw him at a party once and I specifically went through the crowd and said, hey, Games Franco made me laugh
got a
really
good
hard.
Chuckle.
And he, that like really took him by surprise. He was
good.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, okay.
We like a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good name goes a long way.
It does.
So Independence Day.
Fuck
regurgents.
That fucking. Not even funny.
Yeah.
No
that, interest. That and Jurassic World are two movies
now,
that were not even like fun. Shit, ooh. Maybe still Jurassic World.
Now,
I don't know.
Probably not because Jeff Goldblum's in this movie. But Jeff Goldblum has just signed on for Jurassic World 2. Does that interest you at all?
Fuck no.
Okay, just wondering how you,
you could tell me. You could tell me fucking Walt Disney's Ghost and
Tom Hanks.
And Rita Repulsa.
Tom Hanks and Rita Repulsa.
And Mondo. Toymakers.
Oh, I thought you meant King Mondo from Power Rangers Zeo.
That guy.
See, what happens? Rita's palace gets destroyed by the Machine Empire. The Machine Empire, led by King Mondo, shows up and they eradicate the moon.
Yeah, so we can tell you King Mondo's in the new Jurassic World
and Diva Tox, the toxic diva, who brings Porto with her. And
it was directed by Miyazaki.
Purse. Yeah. And Astronema.
What was the purse monster that groped that girl?
Oh, impersonator.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought
all those people were in Jurassic World 2, you wouldn't see it.
If you can get King Mondo and the Machine Empire in there, I'm in.
Holy shit. Sold.
So yeah, if a T-Rex fights all these fucking Japanese robots, you got me. Anyway,
invalidated your whole commentary. Yeah.
No. I strengthened it. Anyway,
but without that stuff, sounds right. The movie would be too stupid.
Without that stuff, fuck off. No, anyway. Hey, there's been some stuff going on lately in the world of. Oh, well, no. Let's go to another movie that I know a lot of people out there are going to have some things to spew about. Avatar. We talked a little bit before about what. Should I not bring it up?
No, you bring it up. Bring it up, please. It's important.
What's wrong?
But isn't it funny that 2017 we're talking about Avatar still? That's funny to me.
Yeah.
And what is it, too? It's like it's Avatar 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah.
All at once or something?
No. Well, he's filming them all at once, I think.
Okay.
He's doing 2, 4, 6, and he'll do the odd numbers later.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Ooh.
We talked a little before about the Avatar Land. More people have gone through this new Avatar Land that's in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's cracking me up. I was just telling them before the show, it is cracking me up because you have now people have been on both rides that it has.
So there's only two rides, apparently.
Yeah, there's only two rides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone's just kind of shrugging. It's like, they're kind of brief experiences, but okay. But I was cracking up because today they have like for a place for kids that's like build your own banshee.
What's a banshee?
And that's exactly what they said. Like, it was not really. Now, it's not open to the public right now. I think it's still, like, invited people or it's soft open, you know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, they're like, no one's really engaging in that because it's like, what's a banshee? Oh, it's what they fly on.
Okay. That's dumb. But how do you build a big monster that you fly on?
It's like a toy. It's like Build-A-Bear.
Sick.
But what you have
but
a
it's
body.
Not a bear. It's a big, can you put wings on it?
A big lizard. And what's cracking me up is I keep reading all these things. I keep reading all these things that are like, yeah, you mean, I'm just going to make up words here because I don't know the name. But like, you know, check it out. This cafe has a trunk jumper outside. What is that? The military in the movie had these mechs and they left one out there. So that's what that, the trunk jumper. Like, no one knows.
They're
what
acting like
are.
It's the Star Wars universe.
And
everyone knows
weird.
What this shit is. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious when you see Disney taking out Twilight Zone because, well, nobody knows what that is. So we got to put something
that's
in there.
That's not the point.
But then there's Universal Studios being
exactly.
like, yeah, nobody knows what the fuck this is. And we'll put it in.
Fuck it.
And it's like, okay.
Well, that's not Universal. Avatar is a
Disney World.
Oh, it's still a Disney World.
It's Disney World.
Shit. Wow. I was convinced that was a Universal Studios
one
thing.
Because
company?
It sounds like
it. Because it sounds like it is.
Yeah.
So then it's just all one company saying
they own everything.
You don't know what this is, but down your throat.
Yeah. It's your entertainment.
Oh, some people like Twilight Zone. But here's Guardians. They just need to split the difference. And
yeah, with the Avatar thing, but it's really funny. I think I said this before, but you can really see where they cut and run because they signed this Avatar deal and then, yeah, all right, let's break ground. And then they got Star Wars. And all of these the things that are there are still technologically impressive, but they're all short. The boat, they installed, there's a brand new boat ride that you go through there like jungle and shit.
I saw the one animatronic kind of dancing under a tree.
And it looks incredible, there's one animatronic on that ride. That ride is
that's four
minutes long.
It's just her
four
under the tree?
4 minutes long, and
four
that's
minutes.
The grand finale is her doing that?
Yes.
You get to see one monkey.
Now imagine if that ride was way longer and there were a billion of those. That's impressive. It's 4 minutes. There's just her. Like, there's other stuff on the ride. You see, like, all the weird shit, all the plant life, and there's things crawling above.
How do you not go through the village of them, their big tree with all of them there?
No.
So is Avatar 2 going to be good? Or
no.
Do we know anything about it?
It's underwater. It's underwater, Derek.
Oh, four.
I don't think two will be good.
I think three will be better than two, just by the nature of three is better than two. But then we have four to make up for the faults of two.
But again,
but will two be good?
You know, there's certain things that I forgive and like kind of like make give credit for and this and that. I couldn't be less interested in Avatar. I'll see Avatar 2 because James Cameron has made amazing sequels.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that.
I won't see it.
You know, and I'm entertained by the first Avatar. On the same level that I talked about Guardians of the Galaxy being
Have you watched it recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched it maybe like 2 months ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jake Sully, I like it.
What Rocker's saying, I think, yeah, there's credit to be given to James Cameron because I don't think he is the type of guy who would do the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I felt that Avatar 1 was kind of boring and run-of-the-mill, but he can't just make that same movie again.
No, it's got to be
different. He'll have to explore more of that world. Maybe Avatar 2 will be what the first one should have been, just like way out there. Mm. I'm with Rocco. I'll give it a shot.
Just because it's him.
Like Terminator 2.
James Cameron's a legend.
Terminator 2, Aliens.
I'll see Avatar 2. No, if Avatar 2 sucks, I ain't in for 3 and 4. I'll tell you that right now. But I'll give him 2. I'll give him that one.
And sorry, I ain't doing the $40 IMAX 3D.
Get your fucking scan steak dinner during the middle of the fucking movie.
You know, I think when those come out, I wonder. Yeah, because I don't see anything 3D at this point.
No, fuck that.
But he goes out of his way to do all this groundbreaking shit and specifically film it that way. And I'm always anal about, like, I want to see it how they did it. So part of me is like, yeah, you should see it that way. But
I felt like it didn't add that much to Avatar, the original. When I saw it in my memories, I don't think about, like, wow, that 3D was so fucking cool. I just remember the movie.
Yeah, I watched
whatever
it
was.
Yeah, pretty much.
TV, and it was just fine.
That movie was good. The one thing that movie did great was world building. Like, here's the rules of this. Here's how this works. Here's this device and how it works. Like, it was all, like, science.
We still don't know what a trunk jumper is, though.
Oh, I made that up.
So. Hey.
No, but I mean, yeah, that,
exactly. Remember the names.
They wish the world building was on such a grander scale. And maybe you get there after 3 films.
Sure.
But to go in a theme park after 1 film, it's so presumptuous.
Yeah. And someone brought this up in the chat, and it's true. They thought the sequels would be out by now. And they're saying, like, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk going around that, like, the land that they built, the shit that's in it takes place, like, after the third one. And so it's like no one has any fucking concept of what is going on.
Oh, they're
going
to spoil the movie?
Dude, hey, I am suddenly seeing a situation where these movies never get made, and they're just stuck with a theme park that makes no sense to anyone forever.
That would actually be funny. Yeah.
Movie, they're looking for unobtainium. It's just like...
That was the worst.
Everyone hated that.
And what was funny about unobtainium was that you would... I remember talking somewhere, maybe I wrote about it online or something. There was always like a film student that would chime in and go, well, unobtainium is actually an old film term. They used to say it. It's actually some old movies. They'd said it. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, 70 fucking years ago.
Yeah, we also had slaves. Like these are things that are completely.
I don't know.
Insane.
I like Giovanni.
Like
or
these
BC.
Are not in any way appropriate.
Is that right?
20? What? How many? When did we have slaves?
I think that's wrong. I think you could be off on that one.
Look, it wasn't. We're not saying it was legal.
I don't think it was that long ago.
I'll check the.
But no, I agree. When somebody says this is something they did in the 30s, and we're bringing it back, it's don't. We have.
I mean, you guys
just come up with something new. That's cool.
You guys are also proponents of get rid of the fucking Wilhelm scream, right?
Yes.
No, that I am care. Not, because I'm superstitious, and that's a good luck charm. That's like casting a spell in your movie.
If you want to put it in your movie, just do a good job
with it. Yeah, just hide
it. Because, man, the
It is not hidden.
The
in most
extended
stuff.
Cut of, I think, the second Hobbit movie,
when
there's a sad moment where a character dies and is, like, sucked into this thing, and they go, into it, and it was like, well, that scene's ruined.
Yeah.
Like, that was horrible. I don't care. In Star Wars is popcorn. I mean, I love Star Wars, but when they shoot a stormtrooper and they do it, I don't really give a shit. But that was like not.
Nameless, soulless stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars, it was May 4th. This past week, official Star Wars Day. I think the world has too many fucking problems to be doing Star Wars Day. Can we officially retire this or just take a break from it?
Well, I'm not even saying that. I don't even think that. I just, no one, May 4th is not a Star Wars day. Like, that was a joke that became... Let me just say something I noticed this year.
Okay.
So May the 4th be with you was a joke, and then suddenly without anybody consulting anybody, it was, yeah, are you ready for Star Wars Day? May 4th is Star Wars Day?
That's like, Disney.
Why is it not...
It's genius at Disney marketing.
Because I can say right now, there are a lot of people involved in production that are like, May 25th is the 40th anniversary. Like, why is May 25th not the
day? Oh, there's actually
like,
an
there's people involved at Lucasfilm that are like, yeah, May 25th is like the day we want to celebrate.
Oh, right? Wow.
But anyway, whatever. Now it's turned into May 4th. But I started noticing it happening at the ground level this year with May 1st. And I started seeing people post Happy Justin Timberlake Day. Yeah, and I'm like, wait, what is that?
Is it dumb
math? Oh, it's that joke. It's going to be May. It's going to be May.
Hey, I think, look.
Why is this a day now?
So at this point, we can just say the first week of May can just be declared Meme Week. And on May 1st, it could be Justin Timberlake Day. And then you can make up a couple. And on May 4th, it'll be May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And then we can do Cinco de Mayo afterwards, where it's just a big day to go to a bar and get drunk. Because nobody celebrates Cinco de Mayo properly. And then, you know, we can just round out a couple more memes and Meme Week can take over.
And I realize these are I realize that when people wrote Happy Justin Timberlake Day, that's not – I realize they're joking.
But are they?
But these things turn into real things. Like, then it starts becoming, hey, for Justin Timberlake Day, we're having a sale at whatever – like, these are how these things fucking start.
They always – it seems to always revolve around selling a product.
Yeah, of course.
Crazy.
Hey, so the greatest, I just want to point out, the greatest video, if you haven't seen this, look this up because you will want to die. Jimmy Fallon released a Star Wars video on May 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Where he recut all the movies, so the characters sang All Star by Smash Mouth. Cute!
Star Wars, but every time a laser is All Star.
Do you think that he did that?
YouTube.
I think he edited that.
Jimmy Fallon was up till 5 a.m. the night before.
Jimmy Fallon used to do YouTube poops, and now he does them on his show. He re-edited all of that. Star Wars.
Oh, man.
I have a big announcement.
Yeah.
Sorry. June 4th is May 64 Day. So get ready, guys. Get excited.
Oh, because it's 6-4. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's just kidding, but it's real now.
It's real now. And to celebrate Mega 64 Day, because we're an internet thing, we're going to sing All Star. Because we're an internet thing.
We're going to sing All Star.
We know what the internet is up to. They love All Star. Have you heard of All Star?
Can we sing Walking in the Sun on the Sun instead? Is that better?
No, All Star.
Because I really like that one. No?
All-Star?
No, it has to be Pacific Coast Highway.
Is that Smash Mouth?
Yes, it is.
Is that lit?
I say it has to be El Padrino, my favorite Smash Mouth song. Anyways.
Hey, let's thank our sponsors real quick.
Yeah,
hey, absolutely. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, our great sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Oh, yeah.
DrinkKickapoo.com is the place to go for an amazing beverage, the likes of which you've never tasted. It somehow is freezing cold here in San Diego, California.
Raining.
And so I thought, I'll heat up with a hot beverage. Guess what? It tasted like shit. I should have heated up a Kickapoo Joy Juice. I should have poured it in a glass, heated it up Dr. Pepper style.
Why did
I even mention Dr. Pepper?
Those
guys are gross.
Can you heat up a Kickapoo like in a saucepan?
Try it.
And stir it up?
Try it.
Hey, Garrett, I can say 100% you can do it.
I bet that's
you
refreshing.
Can do it.
Yeah. I bet that's super
I've had it, but it's possible.
You know what? I saw this mom with a Red Bull. She gave it to her baby.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, that baby was like cracked out. Like
vibrating
like a fucking adult toy.
Yeah.
Not cool. Give that baby some Kickapoo. Chill that baby out. Refresh it with some...
Slow its roll.
Yeah, slow its roll. Give the kid what it wants. Just a little bit of sweet Kickapoo taste, and you'll be good.
Make it all right. So go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case. They also sell it on Amazon. Or go and follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter, and you're going to get updates nonstop. So be sure to do that. I also want to say, hey, go to shop.mega64.com. We've got great stuff on sale, as always. We did our hoodie pre-sale last week.
Are
that's
still
over.
On pre-orders are done.
That's
the purple
over.
Hoodie?
That's been over. Okay. Yes. But we still have a couple other items. It did get cold here. We have a few scarves left that we, you know, made a while back that were leftovers from that pre-order. Cool. We have a few left, not that many, but those are there. And plus a ton of other items, you know, shirts and whatnot. So go there. And if you're watching us on Twitch, hit the Twitch Prime button.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a free subscription every month. I'm sure it's just reset for some people.
It's time
to
resub.
Hit the button, resub, and you get a bunch of emoticons and you get ad-free, you know, video on here and all that stuff. So check that out.
It's free.
It is free to you. If you have Amazon Prime, it's
you just got
to
click the buttons. Hey, let's end it. Sean, I'm going to throw you one.
Dude, we're right on time.
We'll end it on time. We'll continue with the after show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, but that's our show.
But we got to do like a cool ending. We have 3 minutes to do a badass ending.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
Let's get fucking nuts.
Okay. Let's do it.
You know, I feel like we bagged on a lot of shit in this podcast.
Let's end on a positive note.
Okay. Like, let's do a cool, like, positive ending. Okay.
Let's all talk about stuff we like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things you love. Let's go around. You want to start over here? Sean Connery, or what was he before? Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
I love the video game Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Jesus Christ.
I can't stop playing it.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Positive.
We're positive.
I'm hunting animals, and I got a Chichinico, and I'm at 92%, and I got some animals to find. Go ahead, Sean.
You know, we don't talk about this that often, but the show Silicon Valley came back, and it is so good. We don't give enough praise. We should watch Silicon Valley if you haven't, because I think you'd really like it.
Mm. Fuck, that was mine. You know what? Yesterday, I had a day to myself yesterday, and you know what I did?
Jerked it.
I wasn't gonna say it.
I did. So hard.
And so hard. And then I smoked it. Sorry, positive. We're staying positive.
Sausage party kind
We're
of stuff.
Staying positive. I put some things together. I put some furniture together at my place. Nice. And then you know
Carpenter,
what I did?
Very Christ-like.
Yeah, I put some furniture together
Award.
Set up a display. I got this new statue of the skeleton pirate at the wheel, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
So I put that on the table. I set up all this stuff.
Centerpiece.
And then I ate some Thai food and I found out there's a jacuzzi nearby where I live.
You just found that out?
I didn't know that was available.
The jacuzzi?
I didn't know there was one in my area, and I went there. There was no one there because it was raining outside.
Sitting in the jacuzzi in the rain, one of the best things.
Yeah, I saw people retreating, like, we can't be here, it's raining. Oh, I was there, and I fucking just got in there, and it was wonderful. And then I watched both Expendables in 4K, and I thought, life can't get any better than this.
Nice.
Can you look in a camera and just say, I love the coos?
I'm going to stay positive and say that whatever he said is... Okay. Derek, go ahead.
I'm happy for the fans. Everybody watching right now, because you know what? You guys are more positive than we ever could be. Sometimes we think we suck. Sometimes we think we're awful. But then I go to the YouTube comments and you guys are always there to tell us how great we are. And I really appreciate that. We are on our quest to a million subscribers. We got about 15 to 20,000 new subscribers just in the past few months, and we haven't even dropped our mega load, our super secret project coming out later this year.
Or smoked it! Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's all right.
I didn't mean to.
That's all right. Okay, you interrupt my heartfelt, sincere appreciation of the soldiers. To all the soldiers out there, we couldn't be the generals of the Internet Soldier Army without you to hold us up. We need you guys, and I know that, and I am so thankful that you are here.
To bounce off of that, can I respond to that?
Go for it.
Did I already speak in its own?
No. Okay.
You already said you watch Expendables 2 and 3. What else?
No, 1 and 2. Of? Fuck 3. Sorry.
Positive.
Sorry. Ronda Rousey's great. She's still the best.
Shut up.
Anyway, to that end, yesterday I really actually wanted to savor my time to myself and do by myself yesterday and do whatever I could by myself, because I think in my mind I know coming up I'm not going to have that time. Like we have you know, there's, you know, certain things we're filming, certain books we're working on and stuff like that. And I'm seeing it all on the horizon and I'm like, not going to be too many moments like this.
And conventions
exactly. So I tried to keep as like, hey, you know, don't go out and do anything. Just stay here.
Sometimes it sounds like we're losers and we're lazy and we don't do any shit. I even saw a comment. There was no fire back this week because the comments weren't that great on the last podcast. But I saw a comment. What do these guys even do? We're working on a book. We're working on a movie. We're putting together the biggest convention we've ever planned ever in our 8 years of doing it. It's stressful sometimes. And we do feel like we're not producing enough stuff. But you guys stick with us. You're going to see us through to completion.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say was in that time yesterday and thinking about all these things going up, I actually thought to myself, no joke, I thought, how cool is it that we're going to work on all this big stuff coming up and there are people waiting for it?
That's pretty exciting.
Like, ready that for is it. So – you got to, like, not take that for granted. Like, that is – I'm going to go work really – I'm going to work on something – you know, obviously I want to do it. You know, that's great too. But someone's waiting for it. Like someone's like, hey, well, yeah, when's that book going to be done?
That's huge.
That's right.
That's so cool. Like, there's people out there that I don't even know that are like, when's that coming out? I don't know. That's like, I don't know. That hit me yesterday. You know, I'm not just saying that because you said that.
Sure.
It hit me yesterday. I was like, man, that is so cool. So anyway, I want to say thank you too. So
thank you. We're going to end it on that. Stay tuned for the after show and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
I want Kevin to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Kevin, do a cool last night. He didn't get to chime in.
I'm thankful for... What is Kevin even thankful for? My cookie recipe.
Well, that's good. I'm thankful for that.
You know what? Let's end on his cookie recipe. Let's give it away.
Okay.
Here it is on screen. Good night.